The Roman Empire has such power.
所以他们就制定了一个条例。
So they have this rule.
每一个罗马公民都要称皇帝是 Curios， 是主。
That all Roman citizens is to address the emperor as Curios.
皇帝就是我的主。
Or my lord.
皇帝是我的主人。
The emperor my master.
我家的主。
The lord of my family.
我亲孩子的主。
My children's lord.
我的田地的主。
The lord of my land.
罗马皇帝就是我的主。
The Roman Empire my lord.
这个条例施行在犹太的地方的时候。
When this rule reached the Jews.
犹太人说你在讲什么？
The Jews say what you're talking about.
犹太人没有主。
The Jews have no lord.
只有耶和华是我们的主。
Only Jehovah God.
除了耶和华没有别的主。
Other than Jehovah no lord.
所以他们就打起来了。
So they went into battle.
结果这些人罗马帝国的精兵就把这反抗的犹太人一个一个杀死了。
And the soldiers were slaughter all who opposed.
又就定了一个条例。
And a new rule is given.
凡是不称罗马皇帝为主的都杀头。
You are to be executed if you do not address Caesar as lord.
这个条例行出来的时候。
When executed.
犹太血流成河。
There were blood everywhere.
许多人被杀。
Many people were slaughtered.
但是这些杀人的人。
But the killers.
里面有普遍恩惠。
Had common grace in them.
神给他良心。
God gave them conscience.
一面杀一面手软。
As they slaughtered their hands become weak.
越杀良心越不平安。
Their conscience had no peace.
所以他们就自己告发他们上司说。
So they tell
我们不能再杀下去。
We cannot keep killing these
people. 为什么不杀？
Why?
皇帝的命令。
The emperor says
so. 你一定要行。
You must do.
我们是人。
We are human beings.
我们看见他们是有妻子有孩子的。
They have children. They have kids.
我们把他们杀死，我们心里没有平安。
We have no peace in our heart.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
一个告，
One,
你也杀。
Kill him.
两个告，再杀。
Kill the accuser.
这样下去的，连罗马兵丁也要被杀了。
Then the soldiers will be killed too.
所以罗马的高层紧张起来了。
And so the leaders were anxious.
他们就讨论要怎样对付这个顽强不肯顺服的民族呢？
So they want to discuss what to do with these very stubborn people.
就闹到王宫里面去了。
And the news reached the emperor.
从犹太地。
From Judea.
闹到罗马的王宫里面去。
All the way to Rome.
结果所有的将军，所有最重要的谋士都一同聚集。
The generals and the strategists gathered together.
他们讨论怎样对付犹太人。
To discuss what to do with the Hebrews.
犹太人当时应该有500,000-100,000。
Maybe about million Jews then.
难道都杀死他们吗？
Do we kill them all?
单单耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem alone.
罗马帝国驻扎的军队在最重要的街区有180,000人。
They had to have 180,000 troops there.
才能保持治安。
To maintain peace.
犹太人太勇敢了。
The Jews were bold.
而且在过去100多年来。
And for the past 100 years.
马加比王朝的时候。
During the time of Maccabees.
他们一代一代派人去跟罗马帝国打仗。从来不妥协。
After generation, they fought with the Romans.
所以罗马帝国说一定要把最多的军队驻扎在耶路撒冷城。
That was why there was the most troop in Jerusalem.
那怎么办呢？
What to do?
结果他们商量了很久的结果。
After a long discussion,
他们产生了一个妥协。
They had a compromise.
所有的国家，
all other countries,
被罗马统治的，
conquered by the Romans,
都要称皇帝是主。
We address the emperor as lord.
否则就要砍头。
Or you'll be slaughtered.
这就是保罗为什么说，凡称呼耶稣为主的人，必定得救。
That is why Paul says, if you call upon Jesus as Lord, you will be saved.
保罗讲那一句话跟我们现在解圣经不一样的地方。
The difference between the way we understand this is,
领恩派人就照字面解经。
The charismatic interpreted literally.
我现在不是讨论照字面解经对不对。
I'm not talking about whether literal interpretation is right.
照那一句解经，你就不明白罗马的律法。
If you just explain literally, you don't understand the law.
领恩派人，你称耶稣主是主，你说耶稣是主。
The charismatic say, just call Jesus as Lord.
是主是啊，你得救了，你得救了。
Okay, you're safe.
罗马的时候不是如此。
But not so in the Roman times.
犹太人说耶稣是主，就是砍头。
Because when the Jew called Jesus his Lord, they will be beheaded.
你要砍头，你还敢称耶稣是主吗？
Knowing that, you still call him Lord.
如果你知道你称耶稣是主，就是背叛罗马帝国的皇帝，一定要砍头，你还肯说耶稣是主，你一定得救。
And so if you still dare to say that he is Lord, surely you are safe.
所以你研究罗马书第十章那一节的时候，你要从罗马帝国的情形去了解。
So you need to understand Romans chapter 10 from that context.
否则你解经解不多么大声也没有用，因为根本不明白圣经。
Or your interpretation will be completely wrong.
现在的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
以色列人在初期教会的时候，
In the early church,
知道耶稣死了，
The Jews knew that Jesus died, was resurrected,
甘心称耶稣为主，
and willingly call him Lord.
一面甘心，一边愿意为主而死。
Because they were willing to be killed for him.
这就是初期的教会。
This was the early church.
罗马帝国没有办法了。
But the Roman
Empire, 他们不能够一直杀，一直杀。
Could not keep killing them.
他们就建立了一个制度。
And so there's a system.
一国两制。
two system for one country.
就是在别的地方有称耶称凯撒为主。
Everybody else Caesar is Lord.
就在耶路撒冷犹太地的人。 不需要称耶稣为主
except Jerusalem and Judea.
所以我告诉你 世界的政治在乐观之下没有新事, 一国两制 不是邓小平的发明, 罗马帝国早就有了。
So the Roman Empire had the one country two system way before Deng Xiaoping did.
从奥古斯都的时代,
from the time of Augustus,
一直到耶稣基督死而复活的时代,
till Jesus died and resurrected,
三四十年的时间,
30-40 years,
耶稣升天以后,
after the ascension,
他们就开始逼迫了。
They began to persecute, to kill Christians.
这基督徒圣经怎么讲呢?
The Bible says,
他们看自己 配为这个名受害, 所以他们心中充满快乐。
The Christian rejoices because they are worthy to suffer for the namesake.
教会征战的开始。
This is the beginning of the battle of the church.
当许多的基督徒被杀的时候,
when many Christians were slaughtered,
他们就钻到地下去了。
They went underground.
这是不好之好。
It is a good thing,
不得不做的一条出路,
something that they have to do.
教会的领袖没有勇气面对强权政治的时候,
when the church leader has no courage to face the future,
有一些人有一些的妥协, 你要了解他, 不要批评他。
You must know that some people will compromise a little bit,
他们转到地下教会去了,
and go underground, so understand that.
所以所谓的 underground church 就从罗马城来的。
So the word underground church came from the Roman times.
罗马城有个地方叫做 catacomb.
In Rome, there's a catacomb.
地下的空间。
It is a space beneath.
地下的空间全部算起来, 连起来,
and if you calculate the space,
1700公尺那么长。
It's about 1,700 meters long.
最长的礼拜堂。 是还没有建好的纽约的圣约翰大教堂。
The biggest church in the world hasn't been built, finished.
200多公尺。
In New York, 200 over meters.
这是很可怕的长度。
A very long.
这个礼拜堂从这里到那边, 我想大概最多是52公尺。
This church about 52 meters long.
你知道长度多少吗? 王牧师你算了吗? 这个多长?
150尺。
差不多50公尺。
About 50 meters.
我眼光是相当准确的。 大概是50到52公尺
50 to 52 meters
这个圣约翰礼拜的200多公尺
St. John Church 200 meters
天主教的梵蒂冈也200多公尺
The Vatican is 200 meters long
这算什么?
But nothing
比起地下的教会有1700公尺
Catacomb is 1700 meters long
为什么基督教初期教会几年之间把整个世界改变 我告诉你秘诀
I tell you the secret why they can change the whole world by the early church for a few years.
你说我知道了, 圣灵的能力,
all the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们听了很多的讲道,
we have heard many preaching today.
特别我今天一直注意听这个我的一个学生, 就是今天的讲员, 是苏立中, 到底他讲的准确不准确?
I was listening to Caleb Su today, my student.
他做我的学生以后,
after becoming my student,
再到新加坡三一神学院再去读书,
he went to study at Trinity.
那边有一些新派的老师,
they have liberal lecturers.
再到台湾辅仁大学天主教的地方再去读书,
went to Taiwan to study at 辅仁,
所以我就要看看他到底忠于归正的思想没有。
So I want to see whether he's loyal to reform thoughts.
今天我肯定他是忠于归正的思想。
I affirm he is.
我感谢主,
I give thanks to God.
我对他说我祝贺你,
I say congratulations.
我很久没有见到你了,
I haven't seen you for a long time.
今天听你讲到我放心了,
but now I hear you, I'm comforted. Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我从前为他们打下的根基不是突然的,
the foundation was not in vain.
这是根基从圣经的真理来的,
from the truth of the Bible,
不能随便被扒开的,
you cannot shake it easily.
Amen. 你只有忠心传扬主的道,
you have to faithfully preach his word. Do not be afraid.
我18岁以后,
after 18,
我母亲把我叫到她面前来,
my mother summoned me.
我3岁的她就做寡妇,
she was a widow when I was 3,
辛辛苦苦把我养大,
and brought me up in a difficult way.
我每天早上所听见的第一个声音, 就是这寡妇的母亲, 一个钟头为孩子祷告的声音。
Every morning, the first thing I hear will be she praying for 1 hour for her children.
我常常祷告这句话就开始,
and she always prayed,
我的主,
my Lord,
我的上帝,
my God,
我的父啊,
my Father,
我的上帝啊,
my God,
我感谢上帝,
I give you thanks.
这种用这样的话做开头,
she starts with these words,
现在成为我的榜样,
it became my example.
我的父啊, 我的上帝,
my Father, my God,
我的主啊,
my Lord,
耶和华,
Jehovah, my father.
她常常这样开始祷告。
She always start by praying this way.
我很受感动。
So I'm deeply moved.
我的母亲在她68岁的时候离开世界。
My mother left the world at 68.
那天我在巴黎。
I was in Paris.
听到了消息，整个手软下来。
When I heard the news, I was weak.
眼泪一直流，一直流。
I kept weeping.
我第一个思想是什么
？My first thoughts were.
忠心为我祷告的战士已经走了。
The warrior that has been faithfully praying for me has gone.
还有人。像他那样忠心为我代求吗
？Who else will pray for me faithfully？
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God。
辛苦把我养大
，She brought me up in the most difficult way。
我14岁没有向他要一块钱。